Episode 1. Welcome to the first episode of Business English. In this series, you will learn important phrases in English so that you can be prepared for interviews, meetings with clients, presentations, and negotiations. You'll hear real examples of dialogues and learn phrases to have the right tone in your emails and conversations. We'll also cover vocabulary for different jobs and industries. In this podcast, episode 1, we'll talk about greetings and small talk for a medical resident doing an internship. In this dialogue, a medical resident, Marta, is visiting a new hospital to do an internship or residency. She has been speaking to Dr. Lawrence through email, and they will meet for the first time. Marta wants to ask Dr. Lawrence about her schedule and say something nice to her so that they can get off on the right foot.
Hello, you must be Marta.
Yes, I am. It's so nice to finally meet you, Dr. Lawrence.
It's so nice to finally meet you too. Welcome to Cook County Hospital. How was your flight yesterday? Are you jet lagged?
Oh, it was fine. There were some minor delays because of the weather, but it's all good. I fell right to sleep last night, so I think I'm adjusting to the time change.
Well, that's excellent. I'm glad to hear it. And how is your husband? Did he arrive with you last night, or is he coming later?
He needs to tie up some loose ends at home before he arrives. He'll come in a week.
That's great. This weather is horrible this week.
Is it usually so chilly here?
No, not usually. It's usually very mild and sunny. Where are you from in Spain?
I'm from Madrid. Have you ever been there?
Oh, I've visited Marbella once on a cruise, but never Madrid. Is this your first time in the United States?
No, it's not. But this is my first time in California.
So how do you feel about American food? Have you ever tried barbecue?
I love American food, but I'm not sure I know what barbecue is. Do you mean a barbecue party?
Oh, well, a barbecue is a party that you go to eat food from the grill, but barbecue is also a type of food. There's a restaurant we can go to for lunch today. It has beef and pork ribs with barbecue sauce on it. So, before I give you a tour of the facility, do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I do. Could you tell me about my schedule?
Well, in order to fill our gaps in coverage, you'll be working 16-hour shifts on average. It will change each week, really, but as we rely heavily on our residents to work the less popular schedules, you'll also be working a lot of night and weekend shifts. Do you feel up for it?
Yes, Dr. Lawrence. After medical school, it sounds like a piece of cake.
That's the spirit. So, let's walk first to the chapel, and then I'll show you the morgue.
Explanation of vocabulary. Internship. When you work at a company for the experience and while you are learning. For doctors, they say they are doing a residency.
Get off on the right foot. This is a phrase we use to mean to begin a relationship in a good way.
Jet lagged. It's a condition you have when you switch or change time zones. You'll usually feel tired and not be able to go to sleep or awake at the right time for the new place. Delays. When something isn't on time because of an obstacle. In this example, the weather caused the plane to leave or arrive late. It's all good. This is a little informal, but it means that everything is okay. A more formal way to say this would be, it all worked out. I fell right to sleep. We use right here to mean directly. I'm glad to hear it. It makes me happy to hear this or that from you. Tie up some loose ends. A phrase in English that means to tie up some loose ends, to finish everything that needs to be done. Chilly. Another way to say cold or really cold. Mild. Weather that is temperate, neither very hot or very cold. Cruise. It is a huge boat that you take on vacation and visit different ports in different cities. Barbecue. A type of cuisine in the United States. It's slow-cooked meat over a fire pit. Then it is covered in a tomato or vinegar barbecue sauce. It's also a type of party. If you say, let's have some barbecue, that means let's have the type of food. But if you say, let's have a barbecue, that means let's have a party with food that's cooked outside on a grill. Schedule. The hours for something. At work, these are the hours that you work. Pronunciation tip. This word is hard for a lot of my students. We pronounce it like schedule. It's a J sound. Jule. Jule. Tour of the facility. To show someone around a building. Fill gaps in coverage. Coverage means the amount of people covering or working at a certain time. There are gaps. Gaps are holes or places where there needs to be more people. Do you feel up for it? Feel up for it is a phrase meaning to feel that you can do something or are capable of doing something. Medical school. The school doctors go to study medicine. Piece of cake. An idiomatic phrase meaning something is easy. That's the spirit. An expression meaning that the other person has a good attitude about something. Chapel. A chapel is a little church that is in a hospital. Morgue. The morgue is the area of a hospital where a dead body goes to while it waits for the funeral home to pick it up. Speaking practice. What is small talk? Small talk is useful for when you talk to someone you don't know very well in social situations. There are some topics that are appropriate for strangers or coworkers to discuss, but there are some that are not. Bad topics for small talk would be religion, money, like how much you make, sex, politics. In America, this is a horrible topic right now. Notice that in this conversation above, they talked about someone's family, weather, travel, and food. Let's practice talking about these topics with some phrases. Repeat after me. And how is your husband? We use the and to transition into the phrase and sound more natural. Is it usually so chilly? Repeat. Is it usually so muggy? Muggy is hot and humid. Repeat. Is this your first time in the United States? Is this your first time in Spain? Is this your first time in Mexico? So, how do you feel about American food? So, how do you feel about spicy food? So, how do you feel about Mexican food? So, how do you feel about sweet food? Could you tell me about my schedule? Could you tell me about my coworkers? Could you tell me about my duties? Be sure to go to pensareningles.thinkific.com for all resources, transcriptions, PDFs, and exercises for each episode. See you next time.